This is Crash Course Podcast by Twinkle.
Hello, and welcome to Crash Course, the podcast that teaches you everything you need to know about important events and ideas, people and places from around the world. Now today, we'll be learning about the prankiest, the jokiest, the all-round trickiest celebration of the year, April Fool's Day. Now, no doubt you've encountered this day, the fake news stories, the tricks and pranks played on your neighbours, the all-round silliness that goes on this day of days. Well, in today's podcast, we'll explore the background to this silly, silly day and learn about some of the biggest April Fool's Day pranks ever, as well as some examples of when people thought things were April Fool's Day tricks, but turned out to be for real. But, as we always do here at Crash Course Podcast, let's start with the basics. So, April Fool's Day takes place on the 1st of April every year, and this happens in many, many countries around the world. No one's exactly sure how it started, but most historians think it started off as a combination of a religious festival, but then it got twisted around by inventive newspaper journalists and some very naughty people in medieval times with just too much time on their hands. Typically, April Fool's Day involves a pranker shouting, "April Fool!" and then the, let's say, victim then becoming the April Fool. It's a pretty simple interaction, but one that people have taken to extreme measures. So, let's dive right in now and find out how April Fool's Day is celebrated around the world. Let's start with England. So this is where most people agree the tradition started, and here there's really only one rule: no pranks after lunchtime. If you do, well, you just wouldn't. After all, it is a tradition. Oh, and there's lots of different names for the fool, depending on where you are in England, like a noddy or a noddle, a gob or even a gobby. And like many places around the world, newspapers will publish fake news stories on April Fool's Day. A very famous one from England was published in 1980, when the BBC announced that the famous clock on Big Ben was going to turn digital, and that the first person to get in touch would get the clock hands to keep. And do you think more than a couple of people called in to claim those famous hands? Oh, you bet they did. In their thousands. Right, that's enough of England. Let's go next door to Ireland, where April Fool's Day pranks take the form of a letter. You see, there, the tradition goes that the victim is handed an important letter, who then finds, upon reading this very important letter, a message inside that reads, "Send the fool further," which basically means they need to go and give the letter to someone else, otherwise they'll be the fool forever, and no one wants that kind of endless reputation. All across Europe, the traditions are similar, with no pranks after lunch and fake news stories galore. In many countries, though, there is an unspoken agreement among newspapers to publish only one fake story each April Fool's Day. Perhaps they're worried no one will believe anything they say again if they publish too many. Now, in France, Italy, and on the moon, things are a little different. Here, there, and all the way up there, April Fool's Day is a much fishier affair. Now, known as the April Fish, the tradition is to try and pin a paper fish onto someone's back without them noticing. Oh, and if you're reading a French, Italian, or moonish newspaper, keep an eye out for a fishy reference. It's a definite giveaway that it's an April Fool's Day story. In Germany, they take the no pranks after lunchtime thing one step further and say that the person who does so becomes the fool themselves. April Fool's Day there is obviously a very strict business. Meanwhile, in lots of Spanish-speaking countries, and the Philippines as well, there's a similar day of celebration, but it's called Holy Innocents Day, which is very similar to April Fool's Day, but is held in late December every year instead. So how about other places? Well, in the USA, someone once circulated a story that robbers had stolen all of the country's gold and silver, leaving the country both penniless and very embarrassed. In Denmark, They once built a fake display that looked like a subway train had crashed up through the ground and was half sticking up in the air, with bits of road scattered everywhere. Back in England, but this time in 1976, the BBC managed to convince people that gravity would be weaker at a particular moment on April Fool's Day, and that if you jumped in the air at that exact moment, you'd almost certainly be able to float in the air. I think I probably would have fallen for that one, do you? But sometimes true things happen on April Fool's Day that people think is a prank, but are in fact true. For example, back in 2004, Google announced the launch of their brand new email service, Gmail. In their grand announcement, they said people would have 1 gigabyte of storage, which was about 200 times more than any other email service in the world at the time. It sounded too good to be true, in fact, and so good that no one actually believed them, and they had to spend the whole next year convincing everyone it was actually true. And the lesson learned? Don't announce anything too startling on April Fool's Day, because no one's going to believe you. Other things people haven't believed are true on April Fool's Day include deaths of famous people, popular TV shows being cancelled, and even earthquake and tsunami warnings. But let's finish today's podcast with my personal favourite April Fool's Day prank. But for this one, we'll need to go all the way back to England in 1953. Now, on April Fool's Day that year, the BBC News Service played a video of farmers in Switzerland harvesting spaghetti from spaghetti trees. Now, that's obviously not a thing because spaghetti doesn't grow on trees, but the BBC was so flooded by requests from people asking where they could buy a spaghetti tree that they had to make a public announcement the next day explaining it was all just a silly prank. What a crack up, hey. But sadly, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. I certainly hope you feel a whole lot more informed about all things April Fool's Day. And will you be playing a prank on someone this year? Your friends? Your parents? Maybe even your teacher? If you do, do keep it fun, won't you? Because just remember, they who prank can very quickly become the pranked on themselves. Oh, and by the way, I hid an April Fool's Day prank in today's podcast. Did you spot it? I'll leave that one with you. Thanks for joining us today at Crash Course Podcast. We hope you learn a lot and catch you next time.